Sometimes singer-songwriter Angelica Garcia feels like two people.
Do you go by Angelica or by Angelica?
Okay, so my Spanish-speaking friends normally call me Angelica, but it's also my mother's name. Oh. So if people know my mom, they tend to call me Angie or Angelica.
I like that your mom pulled a junior. Women never
that. She did. She did.
Her mom is Mexican and Salvadoran. Her dad is Mexican. She calls herself Salva Mex American. In El Monte, California, east of Los Angeles, where she grew up, that was the culture. Grandma's cooking, chain link fences, jaywalking to the corner store, someone saying a prayer when she went on a date, and of course, music.
I started singing as a child, really. My mother was also a singer, and her and my aunt and my uncle all used to sing ranchero music, like Mexican folk music. And they would perform at rodeos and at clubs in L.A. when they were kids.
So
I kind of grew up in this family that all, like, basically had been singing together their whole life. So it felt very natural and very normal for me to just kind of join my voice into the harmony and find my place amongst them. I loved it. I thought it was totally normal. I thought all families brought out a guitar and everything to parties, and it was great.
Then when she was 17, her family moved to Virginia, and all of a sudden, she wasn't like everyone else. On her new album, Cha-Cha Palace, you hear a young woman who's tired of being seen as an outsider or just not being seen. This song is called Jicama.
I see you, but you don't see me now.
Jicama,
jicama.
The lyrics are like, I see you, but you don't see me. Jicama, jicama, guava tree. And that comes from my grandmother told me that when we walk in a room, like, we have a nopal stapled on our forehead, or we have, like, a guava on our forehead. Like, she was trying to say that we get stereotyped.
Oh.
You know? And so that came from my time living in Virginia, and a lot of times I felt like I would play for an audience and no one in the crowd would look like me.
Oh.
And it was very frustrating. It made it feel hard to connect with people that were listening to the music, or like they didn't really get what I was trying to do. And so that's why I chose to be so blunt on Jicama, was because I felt like there was a really big cultural gap sometimes.
In Virginia, people would make assumptions about her or about her music. Sometimes it seemed like they preferred Angelica to Angelica.
Something about stereotyping is that it can really be something so subtle. And I think people forget that. It could be as subtle as like saying like, well, I don't get your kind of music. And then it's like, well, what does that mean? It doesn't always have to be such a blatant display of racism or something, but it was more like actions that made me feel like I wasn't understood.
Like what? What's something you remember?
I just remember people saying like, this stuff isn't as good as what you did before, like the songs you were singing before. That's a tough one because it's like, people are obviously allowed to have their opinions.
God bless Virginia. Dixieland. I'm not from here, but I still know.
Her first album was Bluesy Country. She sang about Virginia, about the South, about Loretta Lynn, about her adopted home. This new album is fully about East Los Angeles and her Latinx identity.
I also felt like the new music is so rooted in where I come from that felt like somebody trying not to understand, if that makes sense.
It does. You're saying the reception to your first album, which was much less about being Salva Mex American,
was different than the reaction to your second album, which has a lot to do with your identity. People are telling you, oh, I like the first one better, or I related to the first one more.
Yeah, I liked it better when you didn't talk about who you are.
Oh, wow. And you say what in return?
It's basically, I'm going to talk about it until people get it. I feel like a country is kind of confused sometimes about what an American identity is. And the truth is that there is no one face. And in some pockets, in some communities, you see more of certain types of faces than others. And so the idea is if you're one of the others, then you don't fit in. And I think that's really silly. And if anything, it just makes me want to lean into my identity even more and talk about it louder.
Did you ever think about telling all the people who you knew, like, okay, I'm not going by Angelica anymore, I'm going by Angelica, and you're gonna have to deal with it? Or was the album your way of doing that?
Kinda. Yes, both. I don't know. Like, I've noticed that I've started introducing myself as Angelica more, which is cool, and it also just, like, happened without me thinking about it. But I'm open. I'm fine with both. Matriarch since 14, all the grown men bend on one knee. Grab it with a mystery, swimming in questions waist deep. I was looking up to the gods when I started saying, Ave Maria.
Angelica Garcia, or Angelica Garcia, she goes by both.
Yes.
Her new album, Cha-Cha Palace, is out now. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.